The Minister of Finance is expected to be in Parliament next week Wednesday to present the budget. This was made known by the Deputy Majority Leader Alfred Agbishi when he presented the business statement of Parliament for next week. Our parliamentary correspondent Augustus Akwe has joined us on the line. Hello, Augustus.
Hello. Good afternoon, Amy.
Augustus, has the presentation of the budget at this time of the year become a convention?
Well, it sort of has become, because in many instances, it has been made clear that Parliament is a master of its own rules. And so you will recall that normally around November or getting to the end of the year, the budget statement for the ensuing year is presented. And then mid-year, around July, another supplementary budget is presented so that the minister will then assess whether the predictions and projections they had made 6 months earlier has been materialized, and if not, then they would do further adjustments to it. And so it's now becoming kind of a convention for the budget presented at this time of the year, really.
Now, what are the expectations of the MPs as regards the budget?
Well, it has been varied. Just after the statement was rehearsed, AMPs have spoken to have indicated that, especially those on the majority side, that they are very optimistic of the figures already. They believe the CD is stabilizing, and so the country is in a better state to protect to next year. And they also believe and are anticipating that the Minister of Finance will come and give detailed statistics and project.
Turning out to other matters, the Minister of Health was expected to brief Parliament on the state of the country's preparedness on Ebola.
Yes, Dr. Kweku Adjuman, Minister, was in the House. If listeners will recall, during the emergency, the two-day emergency last month, and Dr. Matthew Fokuprempe made the intervention that the Minister be called to brief the House on the country's state. And today the minister did come, and he noted that the isolation and confirmation centres have been set up in the country. Also, at the Kosuka International Airport, airport staff have been trained to be able to and provided with infrared non-contact thermometers, which have been stored in three thermal scanners, so as to detect people who might be potential carriers of the virus. And when such people are taken, they are detained and further studies are conducted. He also noted that the Noguchi Memorial Medical Research Center is also on it, and if any suspected cases are detected, it is sent there. He had a 10-page report detailing of their country's preparations towards curbing the Ebola epidemic. Now, came from the Foreign Affairs Minister, who is also the MP for Ewusu Senya West Anatete, and he noted that the World Health Organization is updated that by next year, early next year, vaccine will be available. And the vaccine will be there to sort of protect people from contracting the virus and not asking during